Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 3 days, 10 hours, 45 minutes, 10 seconds till the Saints kick it off against the Buccaneers. Our coverage begins at 1 o'clock. And, of course, Deuce McAllister will call the game with Zach Strieff. Deuce, thanks for getting up early to talk about this with us. I really do appreciate it. Tell
no
me about
problem at all. Tommy.
Yeah.
I want to hear my voice as well. You know, I don't want to just hear Zach and, you know, calling that great play. So,
well, you got to talk to Tim about that.
Hey, you tell Tim I want to hear me talking something good as well.
Right.
I can't let Zach just have all that fun by himself.
Tim, do you have one ready?
Play it. I'm playing.
No, play it. Play it. If you got one, play it.
No, I'm playing.
He
said
he doesn't have one. He said he'll have one next hour. I'm doing well.
No.
Hey, look, how important when it comes to injuries, I'm looking at Tampa Bay here with Alex Kappa out with an ankle, a guard. Is he pretty good, and is that a good thing with Trey Hendrickson coming back? Talk about all that and pressuring Brady, if you will.
It's huge, and that is the second game in a row that they won't have one of their starting guard. Last game, it was Ali Marpet. Ali is back this game, and he's a heck of a player. He's a really, really good player for them. But not having Alex Kappa basically makes it where you're either going to have one-on-one up the middle or the center has to help. And so if that's the case, now the attention that Trey will get with Donovan Smith and Cam Jordan will get with Wilfs, those guys will either have one-on-one or they have to keep a tight end in. And so now it's either we're going to protect Brady with extra guys in protection, or we are saying that you will have one-on-one on the edges and the Saints have to win. I mean, that's the bottom line. And what I mean by that is, defensive line, we have matched up really, really well with them. We have been able to get pressure without having to send extra guys. And if that's the case, you like your chances in this game.
I was watching a game, Tampa Bay, last week, and having seen Leonard Fournette play in high school for St. Aug, it's got to be kind of neat to be taking handoffs from Tom Brady, I would think, considering Tom Brady was at, you know, the top of his game when Leonard Fournette was in high school. How much of a role do you think he'll play in this, and how able will the Saints be to stop the run with him?
I'm really happy for Leonard. I'm really happy for him and the success that he is having, but I don't want him to be successful on Sunday. And then, no. You know, he can be a problem for the Saints, but the Saints have done a really nice job of stopping the run, but they haven't really tried to run the ball a lot on the Saints. The last matchup, they only ran it six times. And so for them, they know they have to run the football a lot more. If they don't try to at least run the football, it's going to be a long day. And, you know, the Saints have stopped them from running it a lot in both matchups earlier. So for me, they have to at least try to rush the football at least 20 times. And, you know, if they're not getting a lot of yards, that's on them. But if they only try to run it 10 to 12 times, then that bodes well for the Saints. And the reason Leonard has played a lot is the starter, Ronald Jones, has been hurt. Mm-hmm. And so he came back from injury. But even last game, he was still hurt a little bit. And so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But Leonard could be a problem.
What about the Saints when they have the ball? Whose name we're going to be talking about on Monday? names, I should say.
I think it starts with Drew Brees. I mean, I think it starts with Drew Brees being able to get the football to those playmakers, and you know, him having the time to distribute the football, him having the ability to be able to give those playmakers a chance. That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, we have to be able to protect the quarterback. They're playing a little bit of coverage as far as cover two or cover two man. So they're saying, you're not going to beat us deep. We can stop you from getting first downs or at least having long drives. And, you know, you go back and look at the last three drives that the Saints had. You're talking about over 7 minutes, over 8 minutes in their mm-hmm. touchdowns. And so that's what they have to try to continue to do.
Talk about closing out a game. You got a prediction, Deuce?
I think the Saints win. I do not think it's a 38-3 type of matchup again. You know, I do think that it's probably going to be around 7, maybe 10 points for the Saints. But the matchup hadn't changed. Third time or not, the matchup hadn't changed as far as the players that are playing. So that still favors the Saints. You can't do silly stuff out there. But I do think that the Saints will win this game.
Always a pleasure, Deuce. Thank you, man. We'll listen for you on Sunday.
All right, no problem. Thank you so much, guys.
Come back. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.